News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A newly formed Active Travel Coalition is seeking urgent action on the rollout of safe cycle routes nationwide. Colm Ryder is chairperson of Cyclist.ie, which is a part of the coalition. Colm, what's the idea of Active Travel Coalition? What do you hope to achieve?
The Active Travel Coalition, Shane, as you rightly pointed out, is a coalition of groups from the environment that campaigning for change in the environment, like Friends of the Earth, from medical groups and also active travel groups, seeking a further boost in terms of building of cycling and walking infrastructure, getting people to change their method of travel, to move from sedentary car use to actually active travel on a daily basis. Right now, at this point in time, the vast majority of people, we are not getting enough physical exercise. It is bad for our health. It is bad for our future. It is bad also for the economy. So people, we are talking about 1 in 5 children at this stage not getting enough. 20% of children only getting enough exercise. 80% of children are not getting recommended daily exercise.
Now, if Eamon Ryan was here, I'm sure he'd say, we're going to deliver on this. The government's talking about 1,000 kilometres of walking and cycling infrastructure in the next 5 years, 1 million a day being spent. I think it's 1,200 projects they've identified. Are they not going to do this?
The vision for the programme, for the rollout of cycling and walking infrastructure, is fantastic. There's no doubt about that. And the amount of funding that has gone to cycling and walking in the past year is certainly phenomenal in the context of what has happened in the past. But what needs to happen is the rollout of that, and what is being slowed down right now at present, things are just not happening. They're going through various planning legislation that's being, they're being blocked at every turn by local NIMBY practitioners, and it's very difficult to move these things forward.
Now, you say NIMBYism. A lot of those people say, look, they're not opposed to cycle paths, but that what's being proposed is actually making things worse, and they're driving cars through residential areas and so on.
Yeah, in terms of the NIMBYism, as the people looking at what's happening for cycling, they would say, yes, we are all in favour of cycling, but, and the but is always the critical word, what comes next? So there is a reallocation of road space needs to be given right across the country, and particularly in urban areas, to ensure that more people can actually safely walk and cycle in a much more realistic fashion. What we have at present is that the vast majority of travel is done by car, even in urban areas. Journeys of 5 kilometres and under, there's some 60% of cars travel for 5 kilometres and less. These journeys are very doable by bicycle and by walking. So we just need to change our practice. And this is in line with what is required
on your bike, for climate change. To quote Norman Tebbit.
Yes, and very much, I mean, in the context of the EU overall, and what Frans Timmermans, who's the EU Commissioner for the New Green Deal, he has quoted the bicycle as being the most important instrument in meeting climate change demands. And I think that is something that we need to look at and use very, very practically.
Okay, Colm Ryder, chairperson of Cyclist.ie, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. Is the bike the main weapon against global warming? 5,216 at a cost of 30 cents. Kira?
It's great if you're in an urban centre. Not much use if you have to commute from Mullingar to Dublin for your job.
No, that is absolutely true.